This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the fun.
Focus, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Yes, I am said American Family Farmer. This program is not about me, however. It's about you, your food choices, what's going on the farms around you, and what will help farmers, small American family farmers, to become more successful or successful again. I usually start the hour with some news. We'll be talking later on to Michael Brown here from Pitts Pond Farm. He's a berry guy. I haven't talked much to anybody, actually, about berries, growing berries, that sort of thing. So let's see if this may work as an idea. Try to spark ideas among our family farmers to see what we can do to make things better, because we all know we're in a tight time here in the history of American family farming. So this program is for the American family farmer, for farm-operated businesses and business people, and for the locavores who use the products that we grow. A lot of signs this week pointing to a better future, at least a short-term future, for the dairy farmers of America, not the organization DFA, but those who are small family farmers milking 20, 30, 40 cows, 100 cows, 200 cows, 300 cows, even 400 cows, still considered a smaller family farm in comparison to those huge agribusinesses that make junk milk. I wonder if the lifeline that we now see, people are realizing how really badly off. It's almost too late for some dairy farmers. You look around New York State, Wisconsin, some of the heavy dairy states, Vermont, where a lot of the family farms just gone away. The farm bill supposedly gave dairy a lifeline. That remains to be seen. But I'm looking around at some of the milk production numbers. Sometimes it depends on how you look at them. If they go down, the prices go up, which makes good sense. And then when they go up, people make more milk, and then the prices go down. Again, it's kind of a vicious cycle. I've been around it all my life. The March milk production report says that milk production is down from the top 23 milk-producing states anyway. And so that's good because, in Pennsylvania, we're down by 6%, Vermont by 2%, New York State went up just a little bit. But production per cow and production, if we have more cows and they're producing better, obviously, that means there's a glut of milk on the market. So they're trying to adjust all of those things, and it appears that and the number of cattle being milked is down about 77,000 from this time last year, and that is a sign that will, because of fewer cows, even if they're all giving more milk, there's going to be less milk. Global milk supplies are tightening up a little bit. I don't know what the situation. The biggest problem we've had here in our country has been oversupply from Canada, thanks to the deals that were made with Dean Foods and DFA to bring cheap milk in. And that's, never mind production per cow, it just impeded our ability to compete properly. So that hopefully is turning around. So there's that story, which is pretty positive. There's another story that's floating around that I wanted all of us to consider, not only the farmers listening, farm families, and the locavores, people who listen to this because they're curious to know more about what's going on in the farming community in a general sense. There is a study that's been released of Americans who engage in gardening and agriculture. And the study basically concludes that working in the garden and gardening is just as good for you as going to the gym. How about that? This kind of physical activities, gardening calls upon many things in your body to move. Certainly good for your cardiovascular health, but also that kind of physical activity, the gardening, not only the heart, but the digging you do, the raking you do, the upper body movement, the lower body movement actually increases your metabolic rate, gets your heart rate elevated, which is good. It wants to be steadily increasing, and you keep it there for us. It's like getting on the treadmill for 14, 15, 16 minutes and getting the most out of your body, pushing it as hard as you can. That's good because it gets your heart rate elevated and stays elevated for a while. But gardening basically forces you to do squats, too, which strengthens the large muscle groups in your leg, your quads, your hamstrings, your glutes. And it strengthens smaller muscles and ligaments in your hands and your feet as well. So if you have an urge to garden and you're not necessarily a farmer, maybe you ought to become, this is it's light work for the farmer, but it's good. And it shows a lot of times when you see some of the old farmers, they are in such great shape because they've physically done the work. Unfortunately, a lot of the young farmers coming along are not doing as much work because they sit in the cab of these new tractors, and the new tractors are all computerized, and so you just sit there like a bump on a log. That's not farming. It isn't. It isn't farming. Farming is, for me anyway, and I think for most of us, it's activity-centric. It's activity-related. You want to be active, and that's part of the benefit for men and women, and for children, getting used to working physically. All right, I got one more thing. This year, the largest number, I think you'll find this interesting, I did when I first saw it, there are more asparagus plants being grown than at any time in our history, because asparagus with the locavores is something that's very, very good, very healthy. Asparagus can be green, white, or purple. Did you know that the peak season for asparagus is late April through late June? There are, you got to look for the purple-tinged tips. If you're looking for green asparagus, you want to know what's healthiest, the purple tinge on the tips. Also, look for stalks that have a smooth skin, uniform in color, have a dry, compact tip. Don't buy the limp stalks. You want to store asparagus, wrap the stem ends in damp paper towels for several days to extend the life of the asparagus. To prepare asparagus, trim the end. The end of the asparagus is like wood. It's very grainy. So you want to cut that off. Asparagus can be broiled, steamed, grilled, roasted, sautéed. It's high in fiber and high in potassium. Very, very good for you. Good to build your bones. A lot of vitamin K in it, along with vitamin E, A, and C. Every spear of asparagus has only 4 calories. No fat, no cholesterol. That's why the locavores like it, because it is so healthy. It's just fabulous. So if you're planning on planting a garden, you want something that's different, new, kind of cool, then plant some asparagus. Watch it grow. All right, that's my tip, a little bit of this and some of that in the news this week. In a moment, we meet Michael Brown, who's from central New Jersey, runs a farm. Actually, he's got a backyard farm in the Manor's Vineyard, at least started there. So we're going to find out the best berries for you to grow, kind of in the same spirit as growing asparagus. What is best for you to be growing? Our focus this week on the American Family Farmer. Right now, I want to help you understand something that I've gotten behind that I hope you'll get behind as well, and that is doing away with some of the old junk stuff that's around the farm, around your home. You got a car, you got a truck, you got a tractor, you got old equipment taking up space around the farm, around your home. Don't repair it. It's not going to be easily fixed anyway, so let's donate it. Donate your car. Support the preservation of wholesome, organic American family farming. Your donation supports this great American institution, the family farm. On average, U.S. Family Farm feeds 165 people a year. 99% of farms are still family-owned in our country. Farmers only get, though, 15 cents out of every dollar that you spend on food. It's outrageous. So let's see if we can enhance that a bit by helping preserve the American value system, the American family farm. Donating your vehicle, again, trucks, tractors, cars, motorcycles, boats, trailers, you name it, they'll come towed away when you call 888-342-4483. That's 888-342-GIVE. Or you can fill out the form online at djvshow.com. That's djvshow.com. You can see the button there. Fill it out. Or call them at 888-342-GIVE and get a tax-deductible donation for the stuff that you're giving to help, in this circumstance, go directly to benefit American family farmers. 888-342-GIVE or go online to djvshow.com to donate.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
All right, it's time for us to take the world view on berry growing. Michael Brown is going to help us start a berry farm, a suburban dairy farm. His farm, you can check out online, pitsponefarm.com, P-I-T-S-P-O-N-E. Michael, am I pronouncing it correctly? Is it Pitspone?
Yes, it is. Good morning.
Got it. All right, nice to have you here. How'd you get into this business? What's your background? What's your story?
Well, I'm actually worked for about a year as a school librarian, and I've always been interested in gardening in general, and I just needed something to do during the summer and during vacations, and I kind of fell into backyard gardening, and it gave me some extra income and some, like you said before, some exercise and some being outside, and it was a good move for me.
So, you now I'm guessing you sound like you're in your 40s. Am I right, Matt?
I'm 62.
Well, you sound young. We're all young at heart, and we want to sound young. People say, they listen to me on the radio, you don't sound your age. What does that mean?
It's all that exercise.
That's it. Exactly. It's very good for you. So the idea of starting this in your backyard, how much land did you have, and what kind of berries did you start with?
Well, I actually started, I have about a third of an acre that I grow on. I actually started with more conventional crops, heirloom tomatoes, basil, squash blossoms. But I eventually transitioned into berries. There seemed to be a much better market and less competition for berries. So that's what I've been doing.
Well, that's because they're harder to grow, aren't they? It's a lot of work.
I don't think so.
Really?
There's a lot less information about the berries that I grow. I grow what I call less common berries. But there's a great market for it, and and so I've been doing that since then.
All right, so when you say less common berries, what does that mean? What's in that category?
Well, gooseberries, jostaberries, hascaps, elderberries, all kinds of... I do some strawberries and some raspberries, but I don't do,
conventional stuff. Yeah, got it. All right. Got it. We'll pick it up there. Michael Brown here on the American Family Farmer.
Hunter. hikers, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Luke Bryan has another new sort of farming song. He's the one who we use as the wraparound music for our American Family Farmer show. And he got more music, so we bring it into the focus here, because it's nice to set that tone. 24 after the hour here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with news about the most recent podcast of the American Family Farmer show. On the one that's up right now, the newest one, we have some news about labor issues affecting all of us who are small farmers. I also talked to the farm director at Stone Barn Center, which is in New York, Jack Algery, who oversees the diverse farming operations there, an old Rockefeller farm that was turned into a community farm, integrating a lot of species of pastured livestock and different kind of grains. And it's a neat place. The greenhouses, it's a fabulous. You go to online to stonebarncenter.org, you can see the beautiful way they have integrated dairy and beef and produce and all that stuff. It's a great place for training beginning farmers as well. It's in Pocatello Hills, New York. Stone Barn's a lab for learning and catalyzing a culture of healthy eating, healthy growing, that sort of thing. I also, on the current edition of the American Family Farmer podcast, opine a bit about Family Farm Bill of Rights and why farmers are tired of being told to tighten the belt. That's not fair. American Family Farmers, as I pointed out a few minutes ago, only get 15 cents on the dollar, and they're the ones that, for anything that we buy, we spend a buck, you get, the farmer gets 15 cents of the buck. That's outrageous. I wonder how that shapes into Michael Brown's story at Pitpone Farm, pitpone farm.com. Michael Brown is with us telling us the story of the berries that he's growing, gooseberries, elderberries, that sort of thing. But let me just go to that one question, Michael, that I was asking about farmers being told to tighten the belt. What sort of other, you're in a sort of suburban situation, are you not?
Yes, I am. I'm in central New Jersey, close to a lot of affluent suburbs, about an hour from New York and from Philadelphia. So the big advantage for a suburban farmer in my situation is that I have a great proximity to a lot of markets, and I can sell, at a good price, and keep most of the money that I charge.
All right. So, how much land? Let's get a description, a physical description of the area that you're farming. How much land actually are you using for the
dairy? Okay. Well, my growing area is 1/3 of an acre, which is about the size of my backyard.
Wow.
And that's completely filled with various berry plants. I work alone, and I kind of have a rolling harvest. So berries ripen consistently over the season, so I'm never mm-hmm. just picking, all day. And I sell to breweries, to restaurants, to individuals, to herbalists.
How did you find your market? Do you create your own market? Do you go to them and say, here, this is what I got for sale, you're interested?
A lot of asking around, a lot of calling people, a lot of emailing. I've found that because very few people grow what I'm growing, that mm-hmm. there's a lot of interest, and it's really not, depending on the dairy, of course, it's not very hard to find markets. And in fact, my biggest problem is I don't have enough production.
Right. So would you buy more land and grow your ability to produce?
I am growing on one other kind of off-site right now. I'm not sure at this point in my life that I want to, buy a whole new farmstead.
Yeah.
But in my next life, I will probably do that.
There you go. Michael Brown with Doug Steffen on the American Family.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown.
If you care where your food comes from and who doesn't, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play. Or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Is it up to the father? Somehow they get closer when times get harder. Here's to the farmer.
Here's to the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you to join all of us here every week. The podcast, which is basically a synthesis of all of the information from week to week, get it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. So we're talking about building a berry farm, having a berry farm, doing berries. Michael Brown is here from Pittspone Farm. So here's what I was thinking, Michael. When I first saw the information about you, I thought to myself, okay, this is good individually for a man or a woman to be able to start something. But also, for farmers that have little extra land that they aren't using, what a great way to take a resource that they have and build on it. And one of the things that I wondered about was nutrition. Many of us have animals, and their excrement is good for the soil, whether it's cow manure, horse manure, chicken manure, pig manure. Those things are great for the soil. So what about the idea of taking, let's say, a dairy guy, or maybe even somebody who specializes in regular produce, sets aside an acre of land and goes to your website, pittsponefarm.com, P-I-T-S-P-O-N-E, get some ideas on what to plant for spring. How long does it take for, I'm sure you get a lot of these questions about what to plant, how to plant, and that sort of thing, but could they start with something and in a year get a crop? How long does it take to get something going?
Well, yeah, that's a great point. There's a lot of crops. Well, there's, of the crops that I grow, I think the best crop for a farmer that has extra land is elderberry. Depending on the size of the plants that you get, you can get a crop the year after you plant.
Yeah.
There's a great market for the flowers. There's a great market for the berries. The maintenance is not a lot. You just really plant them and you keep them weed free. You do a little pruning. There's some harvest time involved, but not a lot of maintenance. And like I said, there's a great market and there's a good price.
Yeah. Well, and it doesn't take a whole lot. Is there a lot of maintenance to these things? You say in a year you can get a crop. How long do these plants, any of them, last usually? Are they a lifetime? I know blueberry plants often last for a long, long time.
These are perennials. I'm not sure exactly how long they, you know, what their total lifespan is, but certainly for 8 or 10 years or more, they're very valuable and producing.
Mm-hmm. Are people coming to you with this in mind? Are they say, oh, we got an acre or so, or maybe the fact that you're here now, maybe this will give you added impetus, at least exposure in certain parts of the farming community, because they are, everybody's looking for another way. And it seemed that berries would be kind of fun. I don't know why I thought that, but I look at this and it looks to me like it might be fun.
Well, they're not fun. I do have farmers that have purchased plants from me that want to kind of augment their produce mix. Some people just like the idea of perennial crops. There's just less work involved.
Yeah.
And they just want to be able to have a whole mix of things that they're producing. There's a lot of potential for value added stuff that you can do from berries. For instance, from elderberry, there's a lot of demand for elderberry syrup, which has a lot of medicinal value.
Yeah, right.
You know,
yeah.
And it's really expensive in the drugstores or the supermarkets. I get a lot of herbalists that are asking for berries, and I'll sell them berries for a certain price. They'll turn around and make syrup, and triple or quadruple their price. There's jams that people make. Once again, there's the breweries that are really interested in berries. Wineries, if you have a lot of volume. So
flavor their products, the flavoring of the products. And so I like the idea. I love blueberries in various sizes, shapes, in food. It's kind of fun. I think... that there's no limit. If you have an imagination, there's no limit to what you can do. And that's the thing, to tap into the market, what people want here. Strawberries. I know my local friend here depends on the strawberry crop, even for his small farm, $30,000, $40,000 a year just in strawberry sales. And he's got raspberries and got blueberries. Now, you didn't talk about raspberries or blackberries or things like that that are being grown commercially. You look at these huge growers that are doing a lot of hydroponics and aquaponics when it comes to standard berries. Driscoll's, I guess, is the name that comes to mind. You're not doing any of that sort of thing, right?
No, I don't do blueberries. There's just thousands of acres of blueberries being grown down in South Jersey. A lot of strawberries grown, a lot of raspberries. So my niche is hard to find stuff. You know, I can't compete on a third of an acre with a mechanized farmer who has migrant labor and I just can't do it. So I need to be able to get a good price for my berries. Mm-hmm. And I can do that because very few people are growing them, and there's just, there's a great demand. I mean, for instance, I live in an area with a lot of different ethnic groups. Yeah. So people from Europe or from Eastern Europe or from Russia, they grew up on a lot of these berries, and they, if they hear that there's gooseberries or red currants or something like that, they'll travel a long way just to get them. Chefs at high-end restaurants, they love playing with new berries.
Well, there's the locavore movement. I use that term frequently, but the health-conscious people who are supporting the family farms anyway are looking for things like this. So they are buying grass-fed beef, and they're getting grass-fed eggs from grass-fed chickens. And they're looking at, you know, all of the other things. They want something healthy for dessert or to make wine or whatever it is. This idea you have complements other things that would be going on with produce farmers, with cattle farmers. This is this is the meal. The end of the meal is what you're focusing on in a sense here, or what you drink in the meal.
Yeah, and these berries, many of these berries are especially something called aronia and elderberry are just, you know, way up on the charts of antioxidants and kinds of other, you know, other good stuff. So you can make smoothies out of them, you know, if nothing else. You can put them in pies, you can put them in all kinds of things.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's a great medicinal component also to the
kind of like I was thinking in my mind as it goes, edible landscaping. You could have these berry bushes all around your place. If you're living in suburbia, have all these plants. You got to make sure the birds don't get them. Walk around outside. And how much of a problem? Let's just spend a second on that. How do you keep the birds from eating everything?
Birds can be a major problem. For instance, with elderberry, if you have a site that is attractive to birds, you can lose a substantial proportion of your berries. The good thing is that if you have birds, you can also kind of migrate to using the flowers as a crop.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a market for the flowers for herbal tea, for example.
Right. Yeah.
So you can harvest all the berries, and then you can harvest all the flowers, and then there's no berries, and then the birds don't get anything.
Yeah.
If you're harvesting flowers from European elderberries, which is a little bit different type of elderberry, there's a fantastic market for liqueurs and drinks and at high end bars and that kind of stuff.
So
the birds can be a problem, or there's some crops, for instance, aronia, which is a very attractive landscape plant, is not really bothered by birds. So
it's good. You're weighing all those things when you decide what to grow. Michael Brown is here in the American Family Farmer with an idea on how to enhance your family farm by growing berries. Let me give you another idea. The idea that we all need to feel better about ourselves, be healthier. You look good, you feel good. That starts with healthy weight loss. So you have more energy. Your joints are not creaking because they're carrying around too much weight. Calitrin has been in the business of helping people lose weight the healthy way for almost 30 years. It's an all-natural approach, drug-free approach, stimulant-free approach. There's nothing, no caffeine, nothing in Calitrin. Its essential active ingredient is a collagen protein, which is what your body produced on its own till you were about 30, then it stopped. Now, this gives it a jump start. So people in your 40s and older, you should be all over Calitrin. Not only to lose the weight, but the impact that collagen has in your system is so positive. Take it once a day, right at bedtime. Won't give you jitters, won't keep you awake, won't cause an upset stomach. Like some of these other products, every time I hear from people all the time that are on a weight loss program, they take some of these things and their stomachs get like, oy, man. So let's get people onto the right weight loss program. Make it successful. Keep the weight off. Go to toploss.com. 90-day supply. Get another 90 days free. Plus free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. Be sure to check the box for DJV, DJV at toploss.com using the promo code DJV. Get the Calitrin way to lose weight and keep it off.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Sandbar port side.
What?
Sandbar port side.
What side?
Port side. Port side. The left. Port means left.
Got it. Left.
There's a reason they say curse like a sailor.
Just say left.
Many reasons. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates.
One of the things that we do here in the American Family Farmer is celebrate the differences that we have, the way we can look back at our ancestral roots and see what the alternatives are for us today to make your farm as successful as possible. So that's one focus in the spring. But imagine you have a farm in Nebraska this spring, and your dairy, your beef, your produce, whatever you are, many, many farms have been completely wiped out. Not that they can't recover, but animals have died. The cows and chickens and sheep are drowning because there's so much water. You can't imagine unless you've been there. You've probably seen some of the pictures, the drones that are flying over these areas, people in helicopters trying to rescue all kinds of animals and then realizing they don't have enough feed. So my focus here is to suggest that if you have extra hay this spring, I do, and I am going to send some of it out to the collective in Nebraska where they're trying to help 124 farmers. They're a group of farmers from here in Massachusetts, in New England, the Northeast, New York, and Pennsylvania. One group in Pennsylvania sent 124 tons of hay. Donating them. The trucks come and get them, and they start and have been going for a couple of weeks out there, donating food and supplies for livestock markets out there. And then there are a lot of people who are donating cash, people giving money so the truckers can haul the hay and the supplies out to Nebraska. So what the American Farm Bureau is helping in the National Farmers Union help the farmers who are having their lives threatened by the storms in Nebraska. The secret to food sovereignty, to food independence, is the American Family Farm. And this is a great way to enhance. If you got some extra land, it doesn't take a lot, it would seem. Michael Brown here. Go to his website, pitchbonefarm.com. See what kind of berries might be usable. You can get them from him. This is something, though, that requires, there's nothing to be masked here, Michael. This is time-consuming. You've made this a full-time job, right?
Well, yeah, but don't forget that I've been doing this for about 10 years while I had a full-time job. Now, granted, I worked at a school, so I had my summers off and I didn't have a corporate job, but this is something that is very easy for someone that has perhaps a part-time job or a less time-demanding job or is a retired person or just starting out. So this is something that you can do, It doesn't take 8 hours a week.
It takes focus, though. It's a plan. Yeah, it does take focus. You've got to do it right and be serious about it.
You have to do your research. You have to research your markets.
Yeah.
You have to research the plants. But it's something that's very doable, and you can start on a very small scale. You can start on a tenth of an acre with some berries and still easily sell them and make some income.
Pittsbone Farm, that's Michael Berry's route to success. Good to have you here. Thanks very much. In a moment, we talk about the treatment of hens here on the American Family Farmer.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. We're joined now by Ashley Byrne. Here I'm an Associate Director of People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, overseeing several successful PETA campaigns. As some of the most provocative things that we've learned about animals anywhere has come from PETA for a long time. I remember the first engagement I ever had with PETA was when I was working in Washington, the radio studio on Thanksgiving Day. Some folks from PETA brought me up a Thanksgiving dinner that didn't include turkey. That was my first exposure.
Was it your first PETA tofurkey?
It was tofurkey, and I'll tell you the year was 1991. I can remember it like it was yesterday. These two young ladies brought this up to me in the studio. That was pretty interesting. It was Thanksgiving Day. So things have come a long way since then. The focus on inhumane treatment of animals, whether it be calves, pigs, all sorts of animals that are used for human food. The most recent investigation, and then there's a class action lawsuit also that's following up on the problem of the treatment of hens. And again, the differentiation between chicken and hens. Hens are egg layers, and chickens are what we eat. Not that you don't eat the hens from the eggs, because they put that in Campbell's chicken soup. But at any rate, let's get to the class action lawsuit here, Ashley, and what this is doing. How does this affect consumers?
Good morning. Companies claim to be selling so-called humane or free-range eggs. So often they're essentially duping consumers into purchasing their products, which are actually the result of overcrowding and miserable living conditions that most people wouldn't consider humane at all. So after PETA released findings from an investigation into a company called Nelly's that produces eggs sold in many major supermarket chains. We showed this video to people on the street, including real Nelly's customers of these chickens who were supposedly living in certified humane conditions, but were actually being, and they are living in conditions that fall under that label, but they're living in huge sheds where most of them can't reach the outside, where they're so crowded together in these stressful conditions that they have to have their beaks cut off so that they don't peck and you know, bite and kill each other. I think that most people would never consider that humane, and most, you know, the people who we showed this video to on the street didn't consider it humane. So on March 6th, 2019, attorneys at PETA Foundation and Wigdor LLP, which is a New York-based law firm, filed a class action lawsuit in New York federal court against Pete and Jerry's Organics LLC and Nelly's Free Range Eggs on behalf of consumers, including four plaintiffs based in New York who were misled into buying eggs sold under the Nelly's label. And the lawsuit details how Nelly's cartons depict hens enjoying these vast, lush, grassy fields.
Right, yeah. I'm not this. The farming, I know, I'm one of the things Ashley may not know about me is that I'm an American family farmer. In addition to being a broadcaster, I'm around these sorts of things all the time. I've seen both sides of it, the side you're describing, which is prevalent still. The government has ruined whatever real classification meaning terms like organic had. But then there are the farmers. I have a fellow who's running a farm over in Lincoln, Massachusetts, not far from me, who raises chickens the same way or for the same reason. And they have these huge, they move the chicken. Every day the chickens are moved. They're in free-range circumstances. There are about 1,000 of them in a couple of acres, and they just move the fences so that they go around the fields. And that's what real cage-free chickens, that's the condition that they live under. They go into the house to lay their eggs, they go back outside and wander around, which is what you're fighting for, but what these other people are fighting against. So it's interesting to know. If you go to PETA.org, you can find out more of the background information on the lawsuit, and actually as a consumer, what you are buying or what you're not buying, what you're not getting. Information, a lot of it, at PETA.org, PETA.org. Thanks, Ashley, for bringing this to our attention. Ashley Byrne from PETA here. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.